Okay, I've got here Joey from our Narre Warren office, who has just won the 2020 Ignite Changed Agent. So let's hear from the great man himself.
Dean, thanks for having me on the show.
All right, Joey, most people, when they get into real estate, have a certain direction. They don't leave school to get into it. So can you tell us the direction that you took to get into real estate?
I've always been interested in real estate. My family's had property, but I didn't really take notice of real estate until I became a homeowner. And not long after I became a homeowner, I caught up with an old fishing friend of mine who was working at O'Brien Real Estate with his wife. They were doing exceptionally well. And he asked me if I'd be interested in starting in real estate as an assistant. I was always scared of real estate to come into it on my own to begin with. So it always appealed to me to take on an assistant role or learn off someone who was really good at the job.
Now, Joey, this is a great place to sort of start because a lot of people think that they need to be young to be an assistant. How old were you when you started with Pete and Penny?
28 years old.
And I think so many times we get into real estate and they think at 28 years of age, I'm too young to be an assistant, like you said. But do you believe that was the best way to start real estate?
Absolutely. The best way to start real estate was to learn off a good performer because it really sets you up with the foundations of how to be good if for that career progression, if one day you do actually want to represent yourself within a firm.
And you spent time with Pete and Penny and they were very system orientated. They had some real goals, KPI driven, certain structures in their business. There's a lot of people out there today either being the assistant or actually being the lead agent in that team. What is your advice for them how to teach their assistant and for their assistants? What's your advice to be a great associate assistant?
Well, first of all, every assistant role is going to be different, but I can tell you about the role that I was brought into. Peter was the managing listing agent. Penny was more of an admin PA to Peter. I was brought into the business as a buyer's associate PA. So that was really focusing on adding value to the team, focusing on the dollar productive tasks while Pete's going out catching the listings. I was shuffling our buyers through other properties. I was focusing on all the callbacks and the database management, just trying to book Peter's diary with market appraisals, listing appointments. I just had to funnel all the opportunities to sit down on dinner tables with vendors to Pete and worked on the buyers and selling.
And that was a great start. Now, how long were you together with Pete and Penny?
18 months.
Yeah, and that was an interesting transition because their business was growing as a team. And there's a lot of times we say, both of them hadn't been there before with an assistant and you played a magnificent role on that path. But like all good things, sometimes they have to come to an end. So after 18 months, you transitioned into a sales agent yourself. What was that like? And tell us again about that experience of why, how and when.
I started out in January 2017, which was a hot market. It was a hot market for 18 months. Peter and Penny expanded their team into four people. Then comes 2018, July. Royal Commission starts. There's election fears coming into it and the market had turned. There wasn't a job for me at the turn of the market. It happens.
And it's happened to a few people, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people getting out of real estate, Dean, in 2018 in the middle of the year. But I said, okay, we'll rip the Band-Aid off and let's have a go at being on my own. And that's when that started.
Now, you sat down there and as I said, I was lucky enough to be part of that, Joey. And I also noticed that at one point of time, you sat by yourself in an office by your own. And then Fabian brought you into his office and you spent a lot of time with Fabian. It's an interesting transition, wasn't it?
Yep.
Where you went on your own, you sat in your office on your own, and you were sort of going, you're getting there, but getting there a little bit slower than what we thought or what you would have liked. What was it like when you moved back into the director's office down there at Fabian?
That was a really good start off. I shadowed the director, Fabian, and at the time I really needed a listing presentation. My fundamentals and skills were so much buyers orientated. I really had little to do with vendors. And look, I respected Pete. I was fulfilling my role that he employed me to do. But when I was forced to go out on my own, I needed to get some extra skills. And by shadowing Fabian, he taught me those vital skills to get the first couple of listings to start growing a business.
I knew what was important to Fabian because he also critiqued you on your phone manner, like because you were so biased towards, moving the buyer, but then not so much in the need to creating the opportunity. And once you created that opportunity, mate, you were just showed and just launched into next level. Again, what's the importance on understanding the value of a phone call, not just to get a buyer out, but what opportunities drive off that opportunity?
Well, you know, we hear it in our training all the time. You look at the flow chart of the four-dimensional customer. When you start mastering those scripts and dialogues from Josh, if you ask the right set of questions, you're able to uncover all sorts of opportunity. You know, primary residence, investment property, are you a landlord, are you a tenant? Really nailing those will get you the most out of being on your own two feet and not having somebody watch over your back.
You just mentioned Josh, who's been a magnificent part of our business. How important is Josh in your business?
Yeah, huge. And I mentioned in my changed agent speech, one of the guiding lights of the downturn of the market was excellent vendor management. And we trained on that heavily last year. But we're dealing with longer days on market, multiple offers below the end of the range, and stuff like the perfect one-page vendor report, weekly vendor meetings. This stuff was gold.
Yeah, the value of a set for sale meeting, absolutely. Now, just before you mentioned that you've actually bought a house and we know that you've got two, do you think it's really put you in good value to understand what it's like to be a buyer when you've got that house, now also a landlord because you've got it rented out? Is the value of that important in real estate?
It's huge. If you're a homeowner and a landlord, you're able to be relevant and relate to your customer, and it enables you to build the rapport.
Not everyone can be that, but do you think it's great to actually create an opportunity to create wealth creation within the other side of your business? Because you've got the active income of being the real estate agent and for you, the musician. But at the same time, you have this ability that you still focus on a second part of your life, which is creating a future passive income for you. And, you know, when did you start thinking about this?
Back to sort of what I opened with, I've had family, you know, mums, dads, aunties and uncles. They're like classic mum and dad investors, Dean, and I've seen them create wealth for their family. I've just sort of born into it, I think.
And the value of actually your parents showing you that, your family showing that is extraordinarily great, yeah?
Yeah, you know, you can see mum and dad, you know, my parents in their 60s, they're just starting to slow down. You know, they've had investments for 10, 15 years. They're able to take a bit of profit on that and enjoy a bit of life. And, you know, we're working our butts off now to maintain a nice career. It would be awesome to, enjoy a bit of what my mum and dad are enjoying now.
Now, tell me, talk about your mum and dad, because I think there's a story behind one of your first listings. Is this true?
Yeah. First listing was one of mum and dad's investment properties.
Thank God they got in early, mate, because it could have been a lot longer to get that first listing. But take us through that. What was it like? First, to get your first listing, very exciting.
Yeah.
But secondly, you realised that your first vendors was your parents.
Yeah, it was. It was mum and dad in a downturning market. So one of the things that got me off the ground was actually reaching out to people that I know. And I said in my speech, I actually went through Facebook and identified 47 people in my core area that owned a property. That aside for 1 minute, we listed mum and dad's. We had an auction campaign. We had 55 buyers through the open over 4 weeks. We had three bidders. Listed for auction. We had three bidders. Three bidders were all below the price range, didn't sell at auction. After auction, we had two parties in a private sale war. And really, the three people that bidded before under the range, they were subject to finance. It was because it was tough to borrow money. So I had to give my parents the perfect one-page vendor report. I had to let them know, look, mum and dad, this is selling around us. In a downturning market, the first person to sell wins, and the last person to sell is actually the loser.
And I think that's a great way to learn, because it said, you know, a lot of people sit there and they think it's easy, but to have your parents that you adore and actually have to take them through the journey of a downturn market.
It was my inheritance.
I never quite looked at it that way, mate, but you're absolutely right. But more importantly, apart from the inheritance, which is correct, but more importantly is that what a great way to learn. Okay, it's you know that if anyone ever says to you, how hard is it? You can always say, I'm never going to be as hard as selling my parents' place in a downturn marketplace, and just this is what I did.
Yep.
So, Joey, let's go to the next part of your life, which is really, really exciting. You did mention that you're a full-time musician, part-time real estate. I'd like to see how you do that, but let's talk about that. By balancing the both as a musician and also as a real estate agent.
Yep. I've been playing music now for 15 years. More specifically, I'm in the business of cover entertainment. So really, covers means we are impersonating song, pre-recorded songs that are already done. So look, I went to music college. I still practice regularly, but I'm in a position where I'm able just to do my shows once a week. And, you know, people did say to me when I was leaving the music business, you'll never be able to be a musician and a real estate agent. And when I understood my marketplace of when you need to be present in real estate and when you can be free, I realized I could make that dream a reality.
And we were only just talking the other day after you won the award, and you've got a journey now. So when you talk about covers, it's not just in Australia, is it? So where are you off to next?
Anxiously waiting the gig at the Hong Kong Sevens in April. There's a bit of stuff happening over there at the minute. We're just waiting for some confirmation that it's all good to go, but that would be really exciting.
And am I right, you played in Singapore as well?
Yep, went on tour with the Village People. Believe it or not, we went, did a tour of Asia. So I was fortunate enough to be a part of that in an ABBA tribute show. But at the minute, Dean, Elton John's just really in vogue, and the band that I'm working with, the guy takes off Elton, and there's heaps of opportunity in that.
So when you said balancing it out, because people so often might become victims of real estate where they lose their passions on the other side, is music a release for you, or is real estate a release for your music?
Playing music, it's you got to keep your interests and hobbies to sustain you as a person. You'll go crazy. I think it's important to, you got to do both.
And so you said once, it's interesting for this, because you and I have had this conversation that you play every Saturday night, I believe.
Yeah, most Saturdays, yep.
And how often do you train for that?
When there's new material. You know, just the way a real estate agent has to change with the market, musicians have to bring in their things to change with the crowds and the audiences and what's in vogue. Like Elton John's really popular at the minute. I had to learn 60 Elton John songs last year. And yes.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I remember once you and I having this conversation that you had to drive to Yarraville to actually go and practice in the band because you had some big gigs coming up, gigs opportunity. Yep. And I said to him, imagine if you actually applied the time to learning your listing presentation like you're learning to learn those songs. And he said, could you imagine you just learned 60 Elton John songs? Imagine if you had to learn 60 scripts and dialogues, etc., 60 different objections, whatever it may be, the importance of practice and how the musician of yourself has transitioned that, just the reliance on how important it is to practice, train and implement.
Well, it's heaps important. Like, we're sitting here at the lovely Waterman Business Centre in Chadstone. You know, we have Josh Vegan training here every month. You've got people driving from, you know, Phillip Island, from Sydenham, from all over Melbourne to come and experience wonderful training in this building. And, yeah.
And it's important to implement, isn't it?
Yes, 100%.
Now, just before we go, and we're going to wrap this up, Joey, you obviously being a natural performer, but that doesn't necessarily make you a natural public speaker. I think, how did you come across to actually nominate for the change agent? What was your first feeling and all of that? Can you let us and share that story with us?
First, I was asked to nominate myself for changed agent. I said no twice. I said, isn't changed agent for people that make mega bucks? Like, I'm not making mega bucks. And they said, no, Joe, it's actually about the change that's happened. And after the second time I said no, I actually stopped and thought, hang on, there's quite a lot that's happened in the last 24 months. And the more and more I thought about it, it's like, well, yeah, I had to change from an assistant to a lead agent, and I had to actually make it succeed as a lead agent because I was broke at the time.
And that's what people need to hear sometimes, Joey. Like, it's awesome to hear these million-dollar writers that we see and we put them up on pedestals. And look, don't get me wrong, I have a real admiration for that. But in that room that we had the other night, there was a lot of people that would have been feeling your emotion, actually feeling your pain. And so many people come up to me afterwards and said, you know what, that was just a great story. It's so great to hear one of the great people at O'Brien Real Estate. And I think these stories need to be told. And that's why we've got you here today. Joey, one of the best things that you can advise anyone who has to make that transition or feels that they need to make significant change in their business, what would you say to them?
We've got all the tools here at O'Brien Real Estate to make a change on the inside of your career. It's one of the, like, the Josh Vegan training manual. That's an unbelievable resource, but you got to do what makes you happy.
Yeah, and it's do. And what makes you happy is serving people, isn't it?
Yeah. It's tremendous what you do for people in this job.
And think about it, wake up every day and just help someone. And I know that's your nature. So can you imagine the feeling that you, I know the feeling that you would get, and I get to see that feeling every time you've helped someone. Yeah. So Joey, I'm just going to finish up here now, and I'm going to thank you for coming, because you are an inspiration here at O'Brien Real Estate. You're certainly one of the great people that we are so proud to have part of our family. We better thank Agent Box, because they did give you a lovely $1,000 voucher.
Tristan at Agent Box, thanks very much. It's I call it the fridge. That's where we keep all the people on ice until they're ready to do a transaction.
All right. And secondly, Joey, for anyone, is it okay if they could contact you if you feel like that they could just make a connection and catch up and say hello?
Yeah, always happy to help. If you want to hear about, go into more detail about what I did as an assistant, happy to pass that on. If you've just started out on your own and you're wanting to know how to get going, I'm happy to share what worked for me. Thank you.
All right, guys. So thanks to Joey here from the Narre Warren office, and thanks to everyone. And also thanks to the other three people, Amy, Jamie, and also Chris, for being part of the 2020 Change Agent. Thank you.